What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Overdunk. This is your favorite competitive Unite podcast, and my name is Zoinks, joined with some fresh new faces, and then, of course, the old classics. We have Kanashi, Wonder Chef, and Venant joining. I am so excited to be talking about all things NAIC, as the Season 2 for Pokemon Unite regionally will be closing up later this week for the NA region, joining, finally, all the other regions around the world who now have their Worlds representatives, and then we look forward to Worlds in Japan in August. It's going to be a very exciting next couple of months, but definitely this weekend is going to be a highlight. I'm so excited, but let's introduce all of our guests that are here today. Kanashi, welcome back to the show. It's been a while since you've been on Overdunk. How have you been?
Yeah, it's been a hot minute, but it's doing good. I've been running around doing summer camp stuff, so cool. got here in time. My hair's super long. I look like I haven't slept in like 4 days, which is probably true. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's been it. It's been a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to NAIC this weekend.
Yeah, you're gonna be there, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna join you guys. Just in the audience, trying to get the vlog footage back. We'll see if we can get them, and then We'll be bringing this guy, too, so hopefully he'll not eat up all the spotlight.
Our audio listeners, Quagashi made, I want to call it a rare appearance, but it feels pretty common to have a Quagashi visit to our shows. But yes, of course, the wonderful sidekick? Is he the main one? I don't know. It depends. We'll have to decide.
It depends on the broadcast.
Sure. That's so true. Also, Venant, I refer to you as an old classic, but of course, one of the best analysts in the entire scene, working for Luminosity Gaming, and of course, a regular host here on Overdunk. How you doing, Venant?
I'm doing good, you know. We have had, you know, it's a very, very busy week. Mm-hmm. We've had, like, so many different... I hate airlines. Airlines are the worst.
Oh, no. Have you been airline cursed already?
I haven't.
Okay.
Other people have.
I see. Okay.
So here's hoping everything works out fine. It looks fine though.
Okay, good.
But yeah.
Good. Well, yeah, I mean, crazy. Travel to Ohio somehow can still be a tough one to manage, but I hope everybody gets there safe and sound, of course. What I've heard from the local, you know, airline dilemmas people have been having, it has gotten better now. Like, everybody's getting sorted out from what I can see. So hopefully that'll still be the case. And then Wonder Chef, what's up? You joining as well. Again, not as long since you've been on Overdunk, but always a pleasure to have you back. How have you been, Wonder Chef?
I'm doing well. I realized that I think I took a little bit of Kanashi's backdrop and put it on my hat today. It's extremely fitting. It's perfect. So we, you know, unintentional. I didn't even realize. I didn't think about it. It just works. But yeah, I'm actually like 10 times larger than a normal human being. So I actually just took it and put it on my head. I think that's how it works. But no, I'm excited for NAIC, of course.
I'm on his hat right now.
Exactly. Yes. If you zoom in really close, you can actually see Kanashi's right here. But yeah, no, let's hope there's no more travel issues. That's all I'm asking.
Yes, exactly. Knock on wood, whatever you need to do to make sure that everybody gets there safe and sound, I would definitely be hoping for the same. But we talked about it at the start of the show. NAIC is the talk of the town this upcoming weekend in Columbus, Ohio. Of course, Unite joining NAIC for the first time, which for a long time has been held in Ohio every single year. Trading card game, video game, it's Go's second go around at this tournament specifically. And now Unite joining for the first time, our second international championship appearance, of course, EUIC earlier this year, but NA's first chance for an in-person event. I particularly am very, very excited for this event, if you cannot already tell, but all four of us are going to be going there. So I want to hear what everybody's really excited for about this event. Let's get a little bit of hype for NAIC. Wonder Chef, why not, let's go reverse order here. What are you most excited for at NAIC this weekend?
I'm really just excited for the players to be able to, and honestly, not just the players, but also the people that are going just to like spectate and hang out to like experience mm-hmm. it if they haven't been to an offline Pokemon event, because I've been lucky enough that I think this is going to be my fourth NAIC. So cool. It's like such a different experience from like almost any event you can go to. The energy is awesome. Like being around a million people that just love Pokemon is so cool. And like so many different people that are competing in different games. It's an awesome experience. So I'm just excited to see other people experience it for the first time.
Oh, I Can't agree with that anymore. When I was like walking around a couple of the convention centers, like at Worlds, at EUIC, like just seeing, you just like walk around in the common areas and there's like sections for people to like trade Pokemon cards. And you're like, I found my people. Like, this is the coolest kind of thing. It is a amazing experience. I cannot wait. How about you though, Ven? What are you most excited for? Obviously, you got a bit more skin in the game, so to speak. Your team is competing. But have you found any excitement, or is there all stress? Is there a mixture? What are you feeling?
The number one thing I am most excited for, I'm not allowed to talk about. The number two thing I'm most excited for is just, you know, getting to meet like so many people that I've gotten to know over the last couple of years. Because it's been like, you know, it's coming up on its second anniversary. It's crazy to think about.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Just, we're like, old. We're all old.
Yeah. I mean, like, it just feels like yesterday the game was released, but also 10 years ago. So yeah, I'm excited to meet a lot of the people. I'm excited to, you know, show our stuff on the main stage.
Cool.
The event is sold out, as far as I'm aware. So I'm excited to see that crowd. That'll be cool.
Yeah, it will be really cool. It is sold out. I know they even did like a second wave of player participation, like when they had some cancellations. They sold out in seconds. Like, it has long been a fact that NAIC is the biggest event basically of the year, every single year. I think it even like out is like bigger in terms of Worlds, even in terms of participation, because of course like Worlds you need a certain amount of CP to actually be invited to go for all the other games. This one, it's open invitation to anybody, just as long as you can get a ticket. So NAIC is massive in a massive way, which will be really, really cool. Kanashi, how about you? What are you most excited about? You get to come join the crowd. You are going to be one of those crowd, and Kanashi, we're counting on you to bring a level of hype that is, I'm going to say, unprecedented to the Unite battlefield here.
Yeah, I'm hoping that I can bring that level of hype. I'm excited to see these teams. Obviously, it's like the first LAN for NA for Pokemon Unite, and I'm excited to see this game take the stage, you know. I have never been to an NAIC. I've never been to a Pokemon event, period. So this is actually going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited. The only thing I'm not excited for is the weather, but other than that, sure. I think we're pretty much
there.
Yeah, 88 raining. I don't even know if I should bring hair gel. It's just gonna melt.
How close is your hotel?
Just give up the hope of ever feeling dry. That's the secret with humidity and heat combined.
There we go.
It's just like you take a shower in the morning and you are just going to be damp the rest of the day, regardless of how many towels you have. There's nothing you can do about it.
Well, good thing I don't have to wear a suit like all day or anything both days. That would be crazy. Anyways. Well, I'm glad you all are sharing the same level of excitement as me for NAIC. I mean, particularly, I think I share a lot of feelings with Ven. Like, I am so excited to see so many of the NA friends I've made over the last couple of years. Finally get to meet a lot of people in person. I'm excited to party. I'm excited for the actual tournament itself, though, too. Like, seeing these teams actually clash on a stage, it's a completely different environment for a lot of these teams. Only a few of these teams have, like, stage experience, whether it's from previous esports titles or within Unite. It's a pretty small stratosphere, so it's going to be first-time stage for a few of these teams. So it'll be really exciting nonetheless. But before we start talking about bracket predictions and all that kind of stuff, there is some, like, just, I want to talk some general storylines surrounding NAIC. Like, it's the conclusion of year number two in North America. We definitely got to tie up some of these loose plot holes as we finish this one up and we move on. One of my particular favorites is that GT is definitely not out of the running for world championship slot. That is still a very possible option for anybody who is hanging out who wants to know the particular math on that. If one of the big three team wins, so TTV, Luminosity, or Amaterasu wins, and Team YouTube does not finish within the top three, then GT is going to Worlds. If YouTube gets top three, they are eliminated. If another team outside of the big three wins NAIC. They get first place and take that regional invitation. Then GT is no longer going to Worlds. So a couple of person spots, but they are not in charge of their own destiny. They are not there. But I mean, this is kind of a crazy spot. Like, Kanashi, when you're looking at those numbers, like, how likely is it? Like, is there like a betting chance on GT still getting that spot? Where, what are we thinking on that?
Yeah, I feel like it's really up in the air. And once again, you, as you stated, it is not in their own hands. Their destiny is not in their own hands. But I do feel like it is, it's going to be really up to the teams to make sure that they perform at their top. If YT, you know, they've been slept on for, especially in the very first part of the year, now coming back, guilty, kind of like understanding everything. Like, it's true, it's true, but like, mm-hmm, they kind of came back and they were like, we started to find the chemistry to make it work, and now they're here to compete. So obviously that is one of the biggest like storytelling pieces. You know, Group D has a lot riding on it, even though we've seen how it plays out, GT could only cross their fingers and pray. We are just here to enjoy the storyline and pray that we get something like amazing out of it too.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see Kanashi with a Team YouTube t-shirt in the crowd. Full on sellout. I'm excited.
And then I'm going to take it off and just like, whichever team is winning. Exactly. I hope they're all having fun.
Just a box of jerseys beside your chair. I'm sure Ven can help you out with an LG jersey.
There you go.
Wants my own LG jersey.
Look, we're working on it. We're working on it, okay? I finally got mine, so.
Good to hear. Okay. Oh, sweet. You're going to have it for NAIC. That's so sick.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I got it all there, so we're all going to have it.
Okay, cool.
Proved and everything.
The next storyline, Ben, is going to be around Luminosity Gaming. All right, we got to talk about it. You've had some great performances. You've had some middling performances throughout the year. Obviously, you're already qualified for Worlds, so Luminosity, yes, has that spot locked in. However, I got to ask, like, what's the vibe in the Luminosity camp? Is it, we got to win this tournament, prove it to the world we're still there? Is it, let's take it easy and really prep for Worlds? Where is kind of Luminosity's head at right now?
Anything short of first would be considered a catastrophic disappointment.
Sick. That is what I like to hear. Okay, the energy is good for LG. I'm so excited about that. I saw on Twitter, well, actually on YouTube streams, that like Slash and Overlord have already been in Ohio for a while.
They got there on like the 24th or something. Okay. It's just cheaper for them to travel that way.
Cool.
So they've got a smaller Airbnb. They were at the that cafe. Unfortunately, cool. I think their YouTube stream got taken down because the music they were playing in the Net Cafe got a copyright strike. But that was pretty funny.
The Ohio grief has already started. Oh no.
But yeah, so like, Kyrios just landed. He's there now. Cool. Elo and Ren were still trying to figure out exactly. I hate airlines. I hate airlines. It's the worst.
Yeah, that is tough. Well, hopefully.
And then I'll be getting there like early Thursday morning.
Cool.
And like, I land like 7 a.m. and then I have a meeting at 10. And then I think my first time I actually show up at the Airbnb is going to be like 6.
Wow. What a businesswoman you are. You're cruising off the plane to meetings? Heck yeah. That's what we like to see. All right. Well, then, Wonder Chef, we have a couple of very interesting storylines. Of course, YouTube, last monthly final winners, now pushing to be spoiler for GT. And of course, locking their own world spot. Luminosity Gaming at a revenge arc. Prove everybody wrong again. But Wonder Chef, if I was to ask you, what is a storyline that you are most excited for in this specific tournament?
It's got to be the randomness of the Ginyu Force. It's got to be. They're just so out of nowhere, and they did so well in group stages, and you still can't say their name probably. So all three of those things make me so excited for it.
I was recording you saying it so I can practice on the plane ride over. Ginyu Force, no problem. I got it every single time. Do not worry about it. Yeah, I think that's a hype team to be really interested in. I mean, they are an unknown factor for sure. I know Bloodline and KD got to Ohio recently, so they're already practicing. or partying, one of the two. But I know that they are definitely excited. Hey, listen, chat, I can say Ginyu Force. I don't know why everyone keeps saying I can't. Oh, we're definitely gonna have to. We're gonna have to make that on content day for sure. Anyway, it's too late. I'm too deep in it. I'm too deep. My personal favorite storyline, I mean, I'm honestly really excited for LG's run. I want to see TTV finally has their chance to prove it on stage. They didn't get that last year. It definitely was the storylines felt like it was lined up for them last year. They get another run at it this year. It'll be cool to see that one. But I mean, Brave Birders 0-2 dropping groups to get to NAIC is going to be a fun, exciting storyline to watch play out on stage as well. So I'm excited for that one. I want to see where the crowd goes, by the way. That's always a fun thing to watch. Because at EU, it was pretty clear. Like, the crowd's going to be Nouns favored. Like, Nouns was so popular last year. They gained such a big fan base. So everybody there is going to be Nouns. But then, like, slowly the Tally Bobo representation was starting to come in. And, like, and from other games. Like, people would be, like, watching VGC and be like, oh, Unite's pretty cool. Let's go over there. Everybody's like, hey, who's the best team? And everyone's like, Tally Bobo. And then all of a sudden Tally Bobo's got like a cheering section. They're so sick. So I am excited to see that happen. Maybe the Ohio Air will help Zoink say their name right. That's, I mean, they can help me keep saying it the same way, I guess. Then that's crazy. Anyway, so those are the storylines that are specifically have my attention. I am pretty excited for that. Now, there is a little bit of, how do I call this? I guess drama, just like a little bit of tea segment that we're going to talk about here on the podcast. I'm not going to go too deep into it. It's very classic Overdunk. I'll give a quick synopsis of what I know, and then we won't discuss it at all, because it's probably not worth it, because half the information might not be the whole truth, blah, blah, blah. You know the explanation. Anyway, Spinal's going to be looking a whole lot different at NAIC. There's a couple of players that can't make it for, like, just real-life stuff that they are dealing with, and for, like, very reasonable things. There's a lot of talk about players just skipping out while already claiming that they are ready to go, and just really snaking on the team. So that's a huge bummer. Hate to see that. The Spinal, last I've heard, will be bringing a team of five to the tournament. They are just going to look quite different than the team of five that was playing in group stage, which, I mean, love it or hate it, it's a bummer, but yeah.
I've heard like three or four different like rumored rosters at this point. I'm not sure to believe.
Yeah.
There's two subs. That's just like, that is the long and short of it. There are probably two subs.
I was pretty confident it was three. But
are there three?
I believe it's three. I believe it's
three. If there's three, then why are they even letting them play? You know what? Never mind.
Listen, I don't know. At EUIC, we had Pump on stage. Things are gonna happen. I mean, it's gonna get a little wild. So Spinal will be bringing in a new squad. I don't know. They've had to go through a lot. So I think if you are a Spinal fan, please don't back off. Now is the time to double down on your support of this team. Give it all for Spinal. Spinal on top all the way through. They're still gonna be a fun team to watch. A lot of talent on that roster. So it'll be really sweet. And hey, whoever's bringing the squad to UIC, you're already in the money at NAIC. At 8th place, 7th, 8th, you're making that 750. I don't want to talk about the travel awards in this specific scenario, but you're still getting paid out. So let's go. I'm excited to watch the Spinal games for sure. But without further ado, unless there's any like sweeping storylines that all of you can think of that I haven't mentioned that we should talk about before we jump into bracket, any of those or... We think we're set.
I mean, there's a very fun storyline in round one of the bracket due to somebody griefing. Wonder who.
All right, let's just talk about bracket. let's jump over to bracket. So I hope everybody can see this correctly. Okay, good. So NA Regional Finals at NAIC. Let's take a look at the bracket. Okay, actually, Ben, please tell me, what is the grief pick that you are talking about in this
bracket? The grief is the fact that we're 8th seed. By the way.
Oh, yes. Coin flip. Unfortunate. It was a bit of a bummer. Well, anyway, so, round one of the bracket is going to be Amaterasu versus Luminosity. I actually don't think it's match one of the day. I'm pretty sure we're starting.
I think it's match four.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're going bottom to top in terms of it, but yeah, down to up in terms of broadcast. So the day is going to start with TTV Brave Burners, Ganyu Force versus Rogue, Spinal versus YouTube, Amaterasu versus Luminosity. So let's start at the bottom.
How to say Ginyu.
What? Why are you saying that weird word? Anyway, TTV.
I can't stand this.
TTV versus Brave Birders is going to be the opening match for NAIC. Does anybody have Brave Birders in this one?
I have Brave Birders sweep the entire tournament.
Okay, let's go.
I'm sorry to every other team, but anytime that Brave Birders, I actually don't have them sweeping it, but anytime that Brave Birders is against any other team, I'm going to root for them because that's the funniest thing to root for. But
Brave Birders are frauds because they used to be Talon 1 tricks and they always played fly.
I know, and now they've abandoned their old ways. I'm so upset. Okay,
they don't even play Talon anymore.
It is so funny that a team that went 0-2 drop is 6th seed and Luminosity is 8th seed. Like, I can't get over it. Anyway, all right, I'm going to go ahead and put TTV here. I'm excited for TTV's tournament. I really do think they're in a cool spot right now. But let's talk about... let's talk about Ginyu Force versus Rogue. 2-7.
He knows how to say he's trolling everybody. He's just trolling.
I'm sorry. I had something in my
throat. Don't fall for it.
That's wild.
Fall for it.
All right. Ginyu Force versus Rogue. I think this is an interesting matchup. But Ven, I want to start with you. You've played against both these teams quite a bit. You've scrimmed against them, I'm sure, because they're on the opposite side of the bracket than you. How are you feeling about these two rosters right now? If you had to, I mean, they're matched up. So where's your opinion going?
I would probably favor Rogue at the moment.
Okay.
I think that it's very much anyone's game, especially with the way both those teams play.
Okay.
They both do love making a couple of very specific high-risk plays that can
they do
either break open games or just cause them to explode.
Sure.
And they're also, they're both pretty interesting teams.
I mean, Rogue's the iconic, crash tier 2 bot lane, right? Like, that is...
Yeah, it's the macro that every Rex team has, where they just crash the tier 3 bottom.
Mm-hmm. On repeat.
Yeah.
It works sometimes. Uh-huh.
But, and then, obviously, Ginyu has a very unique style. The Glaceon being something that they really liked.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But yeah, I definitely... I definitely say I could be Rogue, but I would not be surprised either way.
Yeah, this seems like one of the closest matchups in round one for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, this and 1-8, obviously, but this one feels really, really tight. Okay, so you're going
2-7, 1-8 are the close ones, and 3-6, 4-5 are the easy ones to predict.
Oh, I love this tournament. Okay, Wonder Chef, Ginyu Force versus Rogue, where are you going in this one?
I don't really have a direction for this one. Ginyu Force is so weird because, I haven't seen them as much, of course, and, they did so well in their group, but their whole group situation was, really weird, so it's just, it's just a big question mark to me. I agree, though. It's kind of like wild teams, so I actually think that, rather than me even saying that this is, an even match, I almost want to say it's, a coin toss of a match,
Sure. So, the pure 50-50. As close as you could get. Okay. Oh, do we get a tie on broadcast on LAN? That would be so fun. Even though you can't tie in this game. But when it comes up on screen, it's very cool looking.
Can you tie if it's 0-0? What happens?
If it's 0-0, it's Port 1 wins.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Port 1 advantage. Okay. We got to start metagaming over here for the inevitable 0-0s.
For the inevitable 0-0s. I love it. Okay, Kanashi. I think I need a vote from you for this to work, Chef. Wonder Chef, Ginyu Force or Rogue?
Dang.
Pikachu Thunderbolt to your head. Which one are you shooting?
I'm not so worried.
He's a Thunderbolt. Why does he care? Yeah.
Time to flip the coin. Heads or tails.
I'm gonna Ginyu Force on my side, I think, because I'm
okay. So
just
tied
for
up.
High purposes. Absolutely. I'm just gonna put hyper all the whole way through. Yeah.
Yeah. The vote is just an audible drum roll. I love that. All right. Okay. Ginyu Force Rogue tied 1-1. Kanashi, Will your vote sway the masses? Where are you going? Ginyu Force, the number 2 seed in the tournament, or Rogue, the number 7 seed in the tournament?
See, I agree with everything that has been stated ahead of this. Both of these teams do, like, they risk it and they roll. Like, literally on plays that could either swing the entire match, or, like, it's, like, one small, like, little mistake for either one of these teams could, like, cause it to crumble. So, honestly, like, they're both heads up. I know that you guys did it for the plot. Now you're making my job hard. So
I also have to vote. So again, we have made an even number on a vote on a voting podcast, but it'll be fine. So yeah, cast your vote.
Honestly, like I think that Ginyu Force is coming out with something that is like more unpredictable.
Okay.
Than what Rogue has. And I hope that that is going to be the little thing that like pushes them over. But overall, I think Rogue has a very standard, like solid plan. Mm-hmm. It's just like Ginyu Force is just such a wild card. You don't know what to do with them. So I hope the element of surprise is going to push Ginyu Force over.
Okay. Ooh, interesting, because I was leaning Rogue. I think this is a battle of, I mean, they both make crazy off-the-wall style plays. Ven, you were talking about that right at the beginning. However, I feel like Rogues are a little more known. Like, the playbook is a little more out than Ginyu Force's. However, watching Rogue play in group stage really sold me on their play. Like, I think Globe was having a freak of a tournament. This, of course, is Simp. So, like, renamed Glow. I think they were looking fantastic. So my personal vote, I think, is going to be over towards Rogue. So we are tied 2-2, which, of course, means we need to do a coin flip. So I'm going to bring us back on screen. I'm going to bring back on screen for a sec. And we are going to do a coin flip for our second game. So let's see. Oh, I don't have... Whenever I say a coin flip, I should probably have a coin next to me, huh? Does anybody have a coin next to them?
Who has coins anymore?
Nobody has coins? Yeah.
Nobody has a Pokemon official coin?
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to roll a 20-sided dice. I'm not a nerd. And if it is even, that means that Ginyu Force wins. And if it is odds, that means Rogue wins. Okay, here we go. It is even. Ginyu Force 2, it's a 4. I realize showing it to the camera shows like 6 numbers. Okay, alright, this is great. Anyways, it is a vote for Ginyu Force. Great, good stuff. Congratulations to the team. Oh, awesome. Let's see if I can type it correctly. Okay, Ginyu Force, gonna move on. Alright, let's keep it moving. We got some time to respect. Team YouTube, sort of the team to watch in this tournament because of Worlds implications, versus Team Spinal. I feel like Team YouTube just has a clear advantage here. Spinal having some, you know, changes to the roster last minute. They're in a tough spot for sure, and Team YouTube's really hot right now. Personally, I'm going to be voting Team YouTube. Any contradictions to that? Anyone going Spinal on top here?
I will give Spinal 1 point more credit to them, which is they are not the only ones playing with a different roster.
Okay. Is Team YouTube also? Oh, yeah.
Team YouTube was playing with Akilo previously and another playing with Pikadiff.
That is a big change. That is a big change.
So that is a notable one. However... One sub, two, like probably two sub, maybe one, maybe three. Who knows? Spinals. I feel so sorry for you guys.
I know they're having to deal with a lot. That's really hard.
They're having a normal one, you know.
Yeah.
So like overall, probably advantage Team YouTube, but you know, you never know how new rosters are going to mesh together properly.
Okay.
And they weren't. How do I put this nicely? They weren't that pushed in their group, so it was hard to see their real potential.
YouTube, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, cool. Well, hey, credits to Team YouTube. Chef or Kanashi, any opinions or the other, or are we just going to keep gassing up YT here?
I will say that it's pretty good for them as a team that Buzzwole got buffed. I would have to say that's a pretty nice thing for them. That was already kind of an issue for some teams. I mean, I don't know. Anything can happen, right? When you have a fresh team, sometimes it like things just click. If people have known each other just a little bit and suddenly there's just this fresh new perspective on things. So, I mean, I would say like if we're just looking at the odds, the idea of like a mostly different team obviously is a pretty big disadvantage. But like there's always that one chance that that's like the spark they need to like, I don't know, just like breakthrough or something, something weird, you know, something just ignites. So I still think YT, though, if we're guessing safely here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe that is real. Last Ven. Yeah, sorry, I was reading your chat.
Okay.
I believe that is real. So don't know how.
Wait, how does that affect how?
I have no idea. I'm not getting into it on the broadcast. I don't know how to talk. I don't know what's happening. Anyway, great. Kunashi, any more thoughts on this specific matchup?
I once again, I feel like the element of surprise is always something that is underrated. Okay. But I don't know if it really depends on how well Spinal like understand each other in this moment, and it also once again depends on what YT's final like roster they're rolling with is. Swapping Akilo and Pikadif really changes up the way how the team has to play, and the way how they feel comfortable like with the role set. So YT is more practiced, they're more like, you know, in their element. With the solid team roster, so I feel like, you know, there it's really leaning towards them, but you never know what Spinal can pull out, especially at such a high level and at, you know, at a LAN of all things as well. There's going to be like stage pressure as well.
Okay, would you go as far to say that YouTube isn't winning this like 2-0? Like, would you say Spinal's no matter what taking a game off them?
I think they could. I think that okay. I think they could. They might be able to get. They might be able to get one. Okay. But I do think YT is sitting quite well here.
Okay, sick.
Well actually, wait, one more thought. One more really quick thought. Am I wrong in thinking this and remembering this? My memory's terrible. I'm too old. But Pikadif has LAN experience from Last Worlds, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that is at least like one good thing of Pikadif switching in for sure, is that it's like another person with LAN experience to be like, okay, yeah, this is, you know, just like pull everybody together. So just one last thought on that. That was it.
Yes. No, I think that stage experience is going to be important. It's going to be there for a few teams. Obviously, Luminosity, I think Kratos is still playing on Ginyu Force. So Kratos on Ginyu Force is going to have a little bit of that. There's definitely, and then, I mean, other teams too, like Team TTV is going to have, like, of course, Heroes of the Storm players that were playing on stage in the past. It's going to be varied. But yes, I do think that will be one extra component. For me, when it comes to Pikadif versus Akilo, I think it's mostly going to come down to Pikadif's Hoopa. Is it going to be as good as Akilo? So that's like the first one, performance-wise. And then the second thing is just how big of an impact was Akilo in their drafts? Like, how vocal were they? How, like, in charge were they during those moments? Because I know Kilo's, like, one of the bigger brain players. Not to say that they're small brain players on YouTube. But just that, like, Akilo is a wrinkly brain-style player. He's a thinker. And so, will having Pikadif in there, also a very intelligent player, will that change things? Will that change the dynamic? I'm not too sure. There's a lot of very loud voices on YouTube. I'm sure everything will get carried over and we'll be fine. So we're going to keep that prediction for them. All right, great. Well, let's bring it back over to the bracket. Now it is time to talk Amaterasu versus Luminosity. Vent, we already know your opinion here, so we're going to cast one vote towards Luminosity. I'm sorry, we'll get you in later on in these prediction talks. Kunashi, Amaterasu versus Luminosity.
Okay, so I like, obviously both of these teams have history in terms of the NA region and having, you know, literally proved themselves to be in the top here. It's unfortunate. It is really unfortunate that this is our quarterfinals match, because you would love to see this later. And you never know. Yep. They can run it back. Like,
this could be a preview of Grands in a crazy exactly. way. Like, it really could.
So I feel like, obviously, like, the matchup, unfortunate on the roll, but it is, you know, good for broadcast, you know?
Sure.
But, yeah, I mean, you guys get to have a field day in terms of, like, how well this plays. But yeah, I like both of these teams. I love their, like, the structure and the understanding of, like, how the game is played. Mm-hmm. It is just set in stone for both of these teams. But honestly, like coming out of round one, it like there's a reason why these two teams are the top teams here.
Yeah.
And it's
now,
really
which
tough
one
to
do
just
you
put
pick?
One. Now the question is how many people do I want to fight right now? Good enough.
Yeah, it's on site with Ven when she sees you at the venue. She's like, come here.
Yeah, just knuckles cracked, ready to go. I'm only blocking with Quagashi's face. It's not gonna be fun.
More talk about fists in the hot take segment later on. Don't
yeah,
worry.
Exactly.
There was a lot of suggestions. Anyway, continue.
But
all I'm saying is, as far as boxing matches go, we're just putting Nick in and it's over.
Okay. That is true. Oh man, what a heck of a backup you got with Nick. That's good. Anyway, continue, Kanashi.
I do agree that the LAN experience might actually help them out here. Once again, Luminosity having that experience already. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that carries over into this. But once again, Amaterasu proving themselves as well. I'm going to say LG just because of the LAN experience. I think that's going to help them out in terms of nerves, and especially on stage with a lot of people here. But honestly, could be a coin toss, could go either way, and I would be happy just to see this match go to 3.
Cool. Okay, but the vote towards LG. Yeah, LG. I would be shocked if this one doesn't go to 3, honestly. Wonder Chef, Amaterasu or Luminosity? Who are you going with?
Thankfully, I had a lot of time to think about it while Kanashi had to decide who to anger or not anger. I actually very, very genuinely think LG for this one.
Wow.
I do think I actually didn't take that much time to think about it. I think that obviously, like Kanashi mentioned, the LAN experience is really good. But also, I just feel like anytime that LG's had a problem, it's been with like a team that was not one that they were expected to lose against, not one that they were expected to like. Maybe do not well against it, like there's a potential for it, if that makes sense, right? It's always like an upset loss. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the Amaterasu like matchup's been pretty decent for them overall, and a lot of times Amaterasu just kind of like skips past them because they don't ever have to fight them, you know, because of like weird things that happen or have to fight them later. So yeah, I think LG has this one, honestly. They that's my call.
I did not expect this to be a 4-0 vote for Luminosity when this was coming up on the bracket, but I also am picking Luminosity. Now, I'm pretty sure if Deuce Next was here, he would be voting for Amaterasu, I will say it, but I am voting Luminosity as well. Chef, I think your call out of how LG plays better against teams that they consider themselves to be kind of on par with is exactly correct. LG has been in the lab over the last few weeks for this specific tournament. I know Amaterasu has as well, but the stage experience, that energy that LG is bringing, in this specific matchup, I think they are going to be the ones taking it. So I'm going to vote Luminosity to go further on in our winner's bracket, and Venom, pretty sure you handedly agree. Cool. All right, let's move on to the next one. Also, we are like cruising on time, so let's make this next two a little bit quick. Let's go Ginyu Force versus TTV. Any Ginyu Force believers over TTV in this one? Yes, that's a tough one. It's a tough ask.
No, I think TTV. I think TTV is like TTV brings such a. Like a solid presence. I mean, I think
they've made themselves into a consistent team now, right?
Yeah.
Like they never used to be that. Anytime this season, they definitely didn't have that title until EOS, and then they did. They turned themselves into a consistent roster, which is really exciting. And that's kind of the antithesis of what Ginyu is. But I do think that TTV can be that. So I don't know.
I'm
not with that vote. Okay.
But they have had literally just as much of an inconsistent performance this year as we have.
Oh, for sure. Especially considering
even
their early performance.
Because they got fourth.
I will say though, I think that an inconsistent performance and having like a consistent game plan are like separate things here, right? Like, I think TTV's big issue before was that like they would let themselves get like flipped and be like, oh no, like what's going on? And like suddenly they would just get like a weird loss. But now I feel like, yeah, they're doing kind of like inconsistently because I think there's a lot of teams that are just kind of on par in NA. But I still feel like they've kind of like you like really learned a lot from like how they were losing in like season one, for example, and like early season two. And so that's the way I'm looking at it, at least. But yeah, I think inconsistent placement is definitely true, but that's kind of true for everything.
Well, then even if you're voting TTV here,
I'm voting TTV, like, yeah, to be clear.
But like, would it be a surprise to you if they lost to Ginyu Force? No. Okay, so you do think this is closer.
I think that it's well within reason that, like, this isn't, like, I think it's well within reason that this could go either way because of two factors. One, the easiest way to beat a team that is that has a consistent idea of what they want to do is to throw something they don't think about at them.
Yes, that is
and
true.
And two, you don't know what a stage will do to someone, right?
Right.
It could heavily buff TTV and make like everything harder for Ginyu. It could do the opposite. You just don't know, right? TTV does have Lutano. They do have Zug. I believe those are the only two with stage experience. And then Ginyu has Kratos. He has stage experience. So, like, I don't know. I wouldn't be super, super surprised, but I would definitely heavily favor TTV.
Okay. Got it. Okay, but yeah, there's a chance here for Ginyu for sure. I'm right there with you. Maybe I'm a little too quick on the trigger for TTV, but I still am believing in TTV over Ginyu here. But Kanashi, you're the last one to vote. I think we're kind of all solidified around TTV. But any specific thoughts on this matchup?
Overall, I do like this. Overall, I feel like the one thing that we have to not to like dig into the history books or anything, but as Ven mentioned earlier, like TTV doesn't like has a history of not handling surprises well. I mean, I always go back to the surprise factor, but it is a thing. But like they had a tough time against like Ignorance like earlier in the year too.
Sure.
So I don't know if Ginyu's Force, because like there's not a lot of like footage that we have of Ginyu Force, and they haven't been like around a ton besides like their players clearly and what they perform individually, but it can be one of those ones where I think that they could at least take a game off of TTV just the sake of it being random. But I think TTV overall, once again, like very standard team, knows how to adjust pretty, like they've become more consistent, especially after AOS Cup, and I think that they're gonna go ahead and move on forward here.
Okay, cool. Well, Kanashi, let's stick with you. Luminosity or YouTube?
Okay, this one, once again, like two huge hitters, but a lot is, I feel like there's a lot more obviously riding on YT. They want to push this, I do think that, oh god, this is so tough.
So YT in May beat Luminosity twice. Mm-hmm. YT in April lost to Luminosity round one. Mm-hmm. And then YT didn't make AOS Cup top eight. They lost to TTV and GT in March. What's up?
They were in our group, no? For
in AOS?
Yeah.
The page I'm looking at doesn't have groups, so I can't see.
I believe they were in our group. I believe it was us, them, Ben and
Bubble Beam. Piplup Bubble Beam.
No, that was Europe.
What?
That was Europe.
Oh wait, was it?
Yeah, because they beat Downs.
No, you're right. It was in Downs. I remembered it was them with a grand finalist. Yes. Well, what am I thinking?
They were like projected to run into Downs in open qualifiers again, and Adesu put out a tweet of like the guy sweating as they were coming up towards them, but they didn't end up making it that far. Right, but I thought that was pretty funny. Okay. Okay, so the track record definitely favored in Luminosity historically, but last month was definitely
a bit of a groups in AS.
Okay, got you. Yeah, so yes, historical record, all LG, recency, not bias, just recency score. YouTube definitely favored here.
So yeah, YT's got the scrim bucks, but we don't know if it translates to the stage. Okay. And that's one thing that like I know that, like, being up there, I feel like hopefully Pikadiff can, like, keep them level-headed, like, get them ready for this. I don't know if YT is going to be swinging with like the revenge meter too. You have to consider that, where they're sure. just like we've been knocked down by this team like multiple times. It's time for us to try to push on forward, but it's also that huge implication once again. Like,
I mean, there's if... the. Oh, sorry.
No, go for it.
There's like the Chaotic Revenge arc too, right?
Yes. Yeah, that is the
because Chaotic was on Black Hand for most of last year until mm-hmm. regionals where he got kicked off for Nick.
Yeah.
So this is kind of, in a way, his revenge, although he's mostly chill with the team nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I do know he felt pretty good about April finals for sure. Or whatever. The most recent monthly final, I know that definitely was a good factor. So was that enough? Did that satiate the revenge? We don't know. Kanashi, I need your vote. Luminosity or YouTube?
I think that overall, structure-wise, Luminosity's been a lot more consistent in terms of just like the way how they like break down certain teams. They have tape on YT. Not saying that YT won't put up a fight. I do think that once again this is another like coin flip of a game because they're both solid. But I do think Luminosity is more consistent than YT, so I'm gonna lean LG.
Okay, going the LG vote. All right, we're talking a lot about like stage nerves, blah, 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 like all those kind of things. I think that Team YouTube, like, we were like, should they keep a level head? I want the opposite. I want Team YouTube to be unchecked. I want Phil to be screaming on that stage. That is what I want. That, I think, is peak Team YouTube, okay? That's what I think they need to capture if they're going to win this tournament. That's just my personal thoughts around that specific one. But that's fine. My vote is also going to be cast into the Luminosity Gaming Camp. But I do want to hear your thoughts, Wonder Chef. Do you think Team YouTube has the ability to pull it over Luminosity, or is this going to be a repeat of the most recent monthly final?
Yeah, I think it's like wild to not feel like there's a good chance that they could take it. I think that there's like really heavy advantages on both sides. So I was actually going to say coin flip, like no vote if I could, unless there was two people that had no vote. But I mean, of course, yeah, just looking at the results, like Team YT, they did really well because the last time they played, obviously there's a lot of time to adapt, but technically there's time to adapt in both directions. So if you just had to look at it mathematically, there's that. And then of course, like I mentioned, the buzz wall, which was a pretty big problem, got some noise woofs. And so that's all good. But the biggest thing I think here is like bracket positioning, because Team YouTube really has to look at like, oh, if we win this, we guarantee ourselves top three, which is that spot that can almost guarantee us a spot into Worlds. So everything that they are looking for is in that match, right? Like literally 100% of the well, not 100% of the stakes, but the biggest stakes for them is in that match.
Absolutely.
And yeah, so they've got to feel like super pressured there. And then, of course, against the team that arguably has the most like high pressure in-person experience in Unite, that is just a hard ask in my opinion. So that would definitely be my big advantage to LG. But yeah, I mean, if you look at previous results, YouTube has done really well, so it's really a toss-up for me.
Okay. Oh, I love that you broke that down that way. That storyline is crazy. YouTube semifinal literally is their ticket to Worlds match. That's going to be so hype. I can't wait to cover that matchup. That's going to be so much fun.
It's also a pretty big deal for us, right? Because we need to place above TTV, like, basically.
Right. I'm not saying it's really not a big deal, but like
but they
get to Worlds if they get that invite, right?
So YouTube wins this because Phil can no longer be distracted by his chat.
We say that someone in the crowd's gonna have a giant monitor with just the running Phil Humus chat. I know it's gonna be there. He needs to feel comfy. Someone in the crowd is gonna be holding up a live chat feed. I have to believe that. That is the funniest thing to me in the world that he does that, by the way. Okay. Finals, Luminosity, TTV. We couldn't have drawn it up better. I definitely think these two arrivals in the scene. Some recent Twitter beef, I think, would solidify a bit of these opinions. I'm so sorry, Ben. I think this is an exciting one. Man, this is a crazy matchup. Chef, let's start with you. Luminosity, TTV, where are you going with this one? Who's going to be our first grand finalist?
I was really hoping you were gonna start with Kanashi again. Kanashi's been the one who's had to be like, well,
I've forced him into that spot too many times. I gotta give it to you.
I know. Now I've gotta be the one who's like, well, let's see.
I'm done cooking, Chef. It's all
Oh yeah, I'm brazen. I'm taking a long time here. Honestly, I don't know. It's a toss-up to me again here as well. I mean, just looking at the... Again, this is, like, really high stakes for both of them, of course. One team has more experience offline. The other one kind of, like, has been trying to get here for a long time. So there is definitely, like, a type of, like, we got to prove ourselves type thing here. Or, like, we want to prove ourselves, not gotta. Obviously, TT doesn't have to prove anything. I don't know. I think Luminosity has had an extremely... What am I talking about? Luminosity is being TTV, like, is that right? Have they, like, have you beaten them, like, every time you fought this season?
We haven't dropped a game to them.
Right, yeah, so LG. Yeah, okay. I forgot about the history. I was going too meta. LG.
That's no fun, though. History results, yuck. Am I right, Chad?
Yeah, boring, man.
Ven, talk to me about this matchup. How much would this matchup mean to you? Obviously... I mean, if this bracket goes like we are projecting, this is also an insanely important game for Travel Rewards, right? It's whoever wins this gets paid to go to Worlds? Correct?
Yes. Whoever... unless AS... So there's a chance that both of us can get Travel Reward if ASU Turbo Griefs. I think they have to get 5th.
Got it. So ASU isn't technically locked for Travel.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought
if they get 5th, then this matchup is not for Travel Award. It's for first place. It's for first seed, rather.
Interesting.
Okay. But if they don't, then yes, this match is for Travel Award. We are within 18 points of each other.
That's crazy.
Through very complicated seasons for both of us.
Oh, the storylines for your two teams are actually so freaking similar. Yeah. I mean, even down to, like, roster changes, right? Like, some mid-season roster changes.
Pretty,
you got
Rin, the
they got
time.
Celestial. Like, really interesting stuff for these two teams.
The joke I'm going to make here is NA Week 2, Season 6 World Championship. If you know, you know.
Okay, I don't get it. We're moving on. Kanashi... Luminosity or TTV here? Can you argue with results? Is there a narrative we can pull from the ether for TTV to win?
Here's the thing. I feel like TTV want to go in to, like, they want to solidify Grand Finals and be the one sitting on top.
Of course.
Once again, like, this is the whole thing of, like, if we want to go, like, further history, not necessarily, like, the gameplay history, but the fact that they were snubbed out of Worlds last year. And they didn't get that shot to be like, we won the region. We have to continue on forward. Like, being able to, like, come out on top, I feel like that revenge story could also, like, fuel them for this bit. Not saying that, like, is going to go 100% one way or another. These two teams are the top for the reasons. Like, they play really, really solid Unite. So, like, it is tough. I think TTV, like, just want to go out, like, on top if they are going to. And I don't know if it's, like, enough to argue against recent history or at least what has happened this season. So, once again, like, LG might already have, like, their playbook. But I do feel like TTV, if anything is going to, like, push them over the edge, it's going to be the emotions.
Okay. So you're saying TTV with the power of friendship? Is that
revenge?
Ah, revenge. Fight. Yes. The Gainu Force story. I like it. Chef's gonna wring my neck at this tournament. Anyway. This is the best title match that I think we really could bring up. I wish this was a projection of a Grand Finals. It could be a preview of it, but this Winners Finals is so exciting for a lot of the reasons you mentioned. Storylines-wise, whole season, very similar arcs. Revenge, potentially, for TTV. But, like, pound for pound, they're also really interesting. Like, Elo versus Ender in, like, the support role is such a cool matchup. Like, that is insanely good. Lutana versus Rain is going to be exciting. Kyrios versus Otter is a sick attacker matchup in NA. Like, there is so many moments that'll be, like, electric to watch. Like, draft is going to be so exciting between these teams. It won't be exciting for Venn. You've probably scrimmed this team a bajillion times. So you already know how draft is going to look like in each matchup, but for all of us watching at home, I think it is going to be amazing to see. I don't know. I think this is going to be one of the best matchups, but I can't argue with history. I am going to put Luminosity in our grand finals. We keep predicting this team to make it here. Ven, I really need you to prove this podcast correct, all right? Because Luminosity is going to grand finals. All righty. Okay, so we have Luminosity and Grands. Now, of course, we're not quite done, but we didn't do any loser bracket predictions like we normally don't. We've already spent so much time on this one. So we're going to do a bit of a rapid-fire round. I'm going to ask each and every one of you who you are picked to make it through all the way through loser's bracket to the grand finals to rematch or have a fresh match against Luminosity will be. Let's start with then. Who is going to be your pick to match up against your team in the grand finals? All
right. Oh, this is really close. This is really, really close.
This
right?
tournament's dope. Like, these teams are so good. The season has been.
I'm like trying
so
to think how the losers bracket plays out.
I know. I wish
almost certain. I am almost certain loser semis ends up ASU YouTube.
Man, banger.
And then the winner of that then has to go against the loser of our match.
Loser of winners finals, yep.
Yeah, loser of winners finals. And like, that's so many back-to-back.
You imagine if YouTube's two chances to get into Worlds are against Luminosity and ASU? Like, come on. What a bracket. Yeah. All right, who do you think's making it?
I am gonna go with YouTube.
All right, TYT getting the vote. Wonder Chef, rapid fire time. Who is your loser's bracket victor?
I'm gonna go pretty easy with also YouTube, and I'm just gonna say also, I think there's a world where if LG loses one of these matches that we think that they're going to, or that we've predicted they're going to win, that it's LG instead. So I kind of think that okay. may end up as grand finals one way or another in my eyes.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I like that. I like that read a lot. Kanashi, how about you? Who's the loser's final or loser's bracket side winner?
Once again, this, like, all the teams who are shelling out here, like, definitely could get to that spot. Just off of the fact of, like, scrim bucks as well. And I feel like off of also, like, just feeling themselves throughout this entire, like, tournament, it would... I feel like YT is definitely, like, one of them that will get out. But, like, I do think TTV could do it, like, pretty well and get the run it back.
Okay. Okay, so it's your vote with TTV?
I'm gonna go with TTV.
Okay. I find it wild that I am the only one saying Amaterasu on this podcast. I think that is crazy. But I think Amaterasu gets into the grand finals one way or another. They're too scrappy to not, in my opinion. So we have our trifecta of YT, Amaterasu, or TTV. One of the three to be there, which... yeah, could be exciting. What? Wow, the eighth seed making it all the way to the grand finals. What a tournament this is going to be. I can't wait. Okay, awesome. I'm going to bring us all back on screen. ASU on top. Oh, yeah, chat, please let us know, by the way, who you think is winning the entire tournament. I need to see our votes. Okay, one more rapid fire round before we get to the last segment of the show, and then I promise we'll close out. Who's winning the tournament? Ven, who's your pick for winning the tournament?
I said that at the start of the show, and I'll say it again. I think that we have a very, very good chance this time. I say that every time, but, like, you know, it's in person. We really are, like, this is really, like, we're really confident. This meta is good for us, I think. Like, it's a good time.
Cool. All right. I like it a lot. Chef, winning the tournament.
Brave Murder Sweep, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, they're going. They're like, all right, sick. Kanashi, who's winning this tournament?
Is GT enough? No, I'm just kidding. I mean,
it's final, you know, it's 1/5 of GT.
Yeah, it could be.
Maybe.
I do think that TTV would want that. I think that they have that whole story of like the whole Worlds thing last year, plus like them wanting to get the run it back against against like Tally. I think that that could also be an interesting thing. So I don't know if it will be, but once again, TTV, I feel like have the one of the storylines to like claw their way through and win it.
Interesting. Okay. I'm sticking with the perennial second place. They got their one tournament win. I think Amaterasu's taking this tournament home. Oh, it's so hard. It's Luminosity or Amaterasu in my mind, but it's wild that they are matched up first round. That is so crazy. That is so crazy. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for hanging out with our predictions segment. Now, I wanted to get into kind of a fun segment near the end. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I real quick, because I forgot to talk about this at the top of the show. Real quick, there is another factor that may also very heavily influence this tournament, which is some teams just like have had to cancel entire script blocks during tournament bugs. Like Chaotic literally just tweeted they had to cancel one. So there's also like on top of the usual like stage performance, I would be kind to any individual team that performs above or below, like that performs below expectations this weekend, because there's a good chance that. But between travel and whatever various tournament issues, that they just may not be able to play their best. And I think that, you know, I crap on people pretty often for playing terribly, but like, let's just remember that people are human too. And it's especially in an event like this, like this kind of stuff happens.
Sure. That is totally fair. But I definitely don't underestimate these teams too much. I think we'll still find a good performance day of. But yes. Yeah, you're right. There definitely is a bit of a concern for that. All right. I asked Twitter what their hot takes were, because I have historically made some incredible, not everyone would agree, hot takes on Twitter before every tournament so far this season. And I asked the community what theirs were. And I'm going to ask all of my co-hosts here whether they buy or sell that specific hot take. We're going to pick some good ones from this Twitter feed. I think we got some fun stuff sent in. So who wants to go? We started with a lot with Kanashi. So let's start with Kanashi. Kanashi. Buy or sell, Wonder Chef will pull a stunner to be named best dressed of the competition.
Okay. So I do think, here's the thing. I think Doob and Spraggles like even out their energy. So I don't think that either one of them can like take best dressed without having it be one or the other.
Ooh,
right?
Interesting. Okay.
So I feel like if Chef comes out with a banger fit, it can happen. I think that they will. I will buy into this. I think Wonder Chef is something in the bag that he's not telling us.
Okay.
And then he's just gonna come out like looking fly as hell. So I'm gonna say bye.
Okay, you're buying into it. I like it. I like it a lot. Okay, Wonder Chef. Amaterasu finishes outside of the top four, and we see a mustache on stage that rivals Dupe's next mustache. Buy or sell?
Wait, you can't group those two together.
Okay, fine. Just do the first one.
Okay. Yeah, if it's together, the answer is no, because I don't believe there is a mustache that rivals Dupe's next mustache.
Oh, okay. So, good to hear.
That's a sell. But the first part, Amaterasu outside of top. You know, I mean. I can see anybody making it not into top four, so I'll buy. It's not that it's like a guaranteed, but it's possible. Seriously, this is just like such a wild tournament; anything could happen.
Okay, I like it a lot. I like this one, Ven. I don't even know if you know about this bit. It's like a broadcast only bit, but Ven, hot take: Lutano's trainer card will finally be updated. Buy or sell?
There's the only way Lutano's trainer's car getting updated is if someone steals his phone at the Airbnb.
Buy or sell though, because that is a very possible option.
I'm gonna go with sell.
Okay, sell. Not happening. Okay, Lutano sticks this card. I like it a lot. Ooh, okay, I like this one for Ripto. Nash, let's go back to you. Any team that picks Clefable loses that game. Buy or sell?
Any team that picks Clefable will lose.
Yeah.
Okay, so by the sake of draft order, I doubt that we would see a Clefable, but if it does get picked, we are literally doing RNG on you know, the Wonder Wish and praying that we get fly of some sort. I feel like it depends on the team comp and if it works, but I'm gonna say bye. I don't think that we'll ever see the Clefable, but okay. I don't think that they will win with it.
Wow. Okay. I do believe Follow Me is not pickable for this one, which is like another like vote in that camp. But okay, interesting. All right. Wonder Chef. We'll have another NA upset. A new team will win it. So a team that has not won a tournament yet. So your options are Rogue, Spinal, Brave Birders, and Ginyu Force. Buy or sell, one of those teams wins NAIC.
Sell. I think there's too many other good teams there. It's not like, I mean, all, I think all of those teams are amazing, but I mean, like, that would have to be like a lot of upsets in a row. It's not like just one upset and then everybody else upsets each other. Like, you would need to just win a lot. So okay. I think that one's a sell, but possible.
All right. Now, Ven, I want you to be gentle, but honest. Okay. Your suit game, okay, to Zoinks, so I'll rephrase this. Zoinks, your suit game, although lit, will not quite catch up to Dupes and Sprankles. Buy or sell.
Oh, man, why you gotta do me like that?
Well, why did Seer Adon have to tweet that, huh? That's also what I gotta ask. But whatever.
Bye. I'm sorry.
No! Okay, podcast over. That's been a lot of fun. Thanks for doing that segment, everybody. I'm not crying. You're crying. Seriously, it's been so much fun. Thank you all for joining me. I can't wait to see all of you in person in just a few days. Mm-hmm. It's going to be so much fun. Before we close out, though, of course, all of you get your chance to plug, sell out, shout out, whatever you would like. Kanashi, where can people find you on the internet? And anything you want to plug, stage is yours.
Once again, I am Kanashi. I am on Twitter, Kanashi_GG. Still haven't gotten the one without the underscore. But everything else, you know, without the underscore, Twitch, everything else. Definitely looking forward to this weekend. Looking forward to meeting everybody, meeting the players, meeting you guys. Really looking forward to this weekend. High level Unite, and you definitely don't want to miss this.
Oh, absolutely not. Then, how about you?
Sorry, could you repeat the question again? I just got
typical here. Sellout, shout out, plug, whatever.
Okay, yeah. So obviously, you know, shout out to Luminosity for giving us this opportunity to, or for helping us set up for our event this year, and for just generally like what they've done for us throughout the season. Shout out to there's some people that are both like in the Reddit court in my community who have started to make like a guide website for Unite. I'm gonna be proofreading that tonight.
Cool.
It's unite-guide.com, I believe.
Sick.
I would want to verify that, but yes. So that's pretty cool. I'm always down for more educational resources. And then obviously, you know, follow me on Twitter. I do occasionally post things that are not political takes.
Or
sometimes I post funny Clefable bugs.
Yeah, those were a good time. That's mostly what I'm there for sure. All right, and then Wonder Chef, how about you?
I am at EGP Wonder Chef everywhere because my branding is terrible. One day I'll get a name that doesn't have three letters in front of it that nobody knows what it stands for. But
what does it I've stand got... for?
Oh my god, it's oh no. Okay, so this was before a time. This is before a time. This was cringe. Okay, it stands for Epic Gamer Productions. I'm not even joking. That was not cringe maybe once about over a decade ago. We used to run tournaments under that handle and we ran some really nice tournaments, but you know, that's a different era. It's a different era, but that is what EGP stands for. And I have no more shout outs because I want to stop talking now.
If you ever have a sentence that starts with this was from a time before it was cringe. That is my favorite way to
it's
start.
It's okay. I believe
ever.
You. I was around 10 years ago.
Oh, I love that. That is so, so good. Go check out Epic Gamer Productions Wonder Chef on Twitter. Follow me at SoingsCast on Twitter, but more importantly, follow at Unite Mics on Twitter. Every update that any project is done on this channel, of course, our YouTube channel will be posted there. Look forward to the YouTube channel where you can check out every episode of Overdunk as well as on all your podcast apps like Spotify, Apple, all that stuff. Go check it out. Go follow, subscribe, all the good things. And look forward to the YouTube channel. We're going to have some really fun content brewing between NAIC and Worlds. Some really fun stuff with a lot of cool guests you have not seen on the channel before. I'm really excited. It's going to be some cool content. I promise. Classic esports announcement of an announcement. I cannot wait. But until next time, we'll see you all after NAIC. Goodbye, everybody.